Dauphin Du Bois get in the win column with a 44-30 win over Sioux Central. And visiting now with Mustangs coach Chad Kopic. Of course, that first quarter highlighted, unfortunately, Chad, by the terrible-looking left leg injury to Chase Jessen. And ugly kind of continued as far as the basketball play went all night long. Just no rhythm whatsoever to tonight's game. You led by two at the end of the first quarter and at the half, but got things going a little bit to widen the margin and come out here victorious.
Well, you're exactly right. That first quarter injury, you know, at that point in time, nobody's thinking about basketball. Everybody's just worried about him and hoping he's okay. So it really makes it hard to gear back up and compete in a basketball game. But, you know, they're all athletes, and that's what we have to do. The game continued. But it sure was choppy. You're exactly right. It was like pulling teeth for both teams. I know both teams have been bitten by the injury bug early in the year. So a lot of both teams got new guys in roles they're not used to. And that'll make for a choppy game. I was proud of our guys, though. We had a great second half. We defended hard, and we executed at times offensively very well. We still had too many turnovers. But I was really proud with our effort. They really battled defensively tonight, and really that's what won us this game.
How about Jake Davis stepping up? 16 points for the sophomore, and Cole Wise, 15.
Yeah, our inside guys, we thought they had an advantage down there tonight. Sioux Central played us man-to-man most of the way, so we thought we had some isolated looks down there. We had to get out. You know, Jake's one of the nicest kids around, and it's not very often that I have to yell at Jake. He's very coachable, but I got on him at halftime. He just wasn't being himself. He wasn't aggressive. In the second half, I thought he really came out, played aggressively, got on the boards, and he was really super in the second half. And as far as Cole goes, that was Cole. That's how Cole's been playing. He's very bouncy and aggressive, and we love him. He just does a great job down there for us.
A lot of turnovers, both teams. A lot of missed free throws. And for Sioux Central, they had the Chase injury to contend with, and Mac Pryor, unfortunately for them, was really no factor tonight, as he had three fouls in the first half, picked up his fourth 9 seconds into the third quarter, and fouled out a minute 19 into the fourth. I mean, when a guy like that goes scoreless for him and is really not on the floor much at all tonight, tough to overcome.
Yeah, it really is. That was a big boost for us, getting him off the floor. I got to credit Dustin Johnson for that, because once he got his second foul, we went to our penetrating offense with the express purpose of going at him and making him defend. And sure enough, Dustin was able to get that third foul on him. And then we came out of the half. He had three. We ran a quick play for Dustin because we knew he was going to be matched up on him. Dustin took him to the hole, picked up another hand check. And, you know, that's how they're calling it this year. Mm-hmm. And Dustin pretty much single-handedly handled that on his own. And that's a huge point in the game. You're not going to see that in the box score. You know, nobody's going to see that in the paper or anything like that. But those were huge plays for us.
Well, pretty quick turnaround now, as on Monday you'll be hosting West Bend Mallard, and then a big one coming up on Tuesday, playing at the Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon. We'll be there for those games on Mix 101.7. Just got to buy some time to get some of these guys back in the fold here. Mason will be next in line to return, and his return will be most welcome.
Agreed. just to get ourselves some depth, some experience back in the lineup. And, you know, 6'4 and 290 doesn't hurt anybody on the basketball floor, so that's for sure. We're hoping to get Mason some minutes on Monday. We'll see how it plays out, how his leg feels over the weekend. But it will be nice to get some guys back, that's for sure.
Chad, thanks. We'll talk to you Tuesday before the PAC-LM games. Appreciate you stopping up, and have a good weekend.
Fantastic, Ryan. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Newell Fonda boys down at Sioux Central, 44-30.